What if I told you that the reason no one listens to you in your meeting is you? Trust me, if no one is listening, then you feel invincible in meetings. I'm going to be straightforward with you, family. If no one listens to you in your meetings, your influence is definitely at risk. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how to make sure you get heard. Point number one, not reading the role. Ignoring body language and engagement levels can lead to people losing interest into what you're saying. Let me show you how you fix this. First, you want to pay attention to these nonverbal cues, eye contact, fidgeting, or crossed arms. If you're a remote, pay attention to who is speaking less and less each meeting, because that is an indicator if they've already, as they say, checked out and they don't even they're probably on their phone doing something else or looking at something else online. So you want to find a way to captivate them. If people seem engaged, shift your approach to ask questions, involve participants, or summarize. This is one of my secret sauces that I leverage when I'm on a meeting. Right away, I'll start asking people, I'll call their name, because it's something about when you hear your name called, it takes you back to when you were in elementary and someone said, Edward, and you like, huh, did I do something wrong? So the whole point of it is having the ability to really call people's name directly and then ask them a question. You'll be shocked. And sometimes you even get frustrated. You're like, you mean if I didn't call on you, you wouldn't have said this great information. So again, if people seem disengaged, shift your approach to asking a question and involve participants to summarize. Here's my actionable tip. Use a mix of statements and questions to maintain engagement. Point number two, failing to build relationships outside of meetings. See, this is the reason why I'm more concerned and more invested in the human side of project management than I am on any other side or of project management. You're like, why do you say that, Edie? Because people are the one that are responsible for project. People have the influence, interest, or they can totally disengage. See, people are more likely to listen to those they trust. How we fix this is we build rapport outside of meetings by engaging in small talk, follow-ups, one-on-one check-ins. I don't know why more project managers don't do this, why we're not engaged. And when I discovered this, I started doing more and more of this, because it's so important to create these small talks, to create these follow-ups. And most of all, just having an impromptu or a scheduled one-on-one check-in, because now you get the chance to really, truly build rapport. So when you need something and it's in a crunch, this person is more than likely to do it for you than someone else. Here's my actionable tip. Find common ground with colleagues. People listen more to those they connect with. Point number three, lack of clarity in communication. If your message, and I'll say it again, if your message is unclear, people will struggle to follow your point and they will disengage. And it's not that they will disengage. So if your message is unclear, people will struggle to follow your point. How do we fix this? Before meeting, structure your thoughts. When I first started getting a project management, I'm being transparent with you, family. I struggled in meetings, and it's because I didn't have my thought structure. I was just trying to figure out, like, what should I say? What shouldn't I say? So eventually I just started creating at least three bullet points that I really was concerned about the project, or just to help me get some reps in. There's a military concept too called BLUF. It basically means bottom line up front method. The whole point of this is the key point first, and then you elaborate again. You talk about the key point first, and then you elaborate. You avoid all the jargon and over-explaining that you'll see people do. And just for some further context regarding the framework of BLF, the purpose is to ensure that most important information, the bottom line, is presented immediately during decision-making and written communication. Again, this is a military concept. This is something I discovered when I was doing my homework And I said, hey, you know what? I need to leverage this. So I'm letting you guys know about it because anytime I experiment and learn something, I want to share it with the family. Let me be transparent with you, family. I am someone that I am no guru. I am no expert. All I am is somebody that is learning the information. And then watch this, family, not just learning it, I'm applying it, I'm experimenting with it and seeing, hey, what works and what doesn't work. All right, my actionable tip, prepare bullet points for a 1-minute elevator pitch to summarize your main argument, your main points. Point number 4, interrupting others or speaking at the wrong time, man. Do you know I get so, okay, I'm not going to go on a rant. Yes, I am. So I get so irritated when you're being a meeting and there'll be someone talking and it's always just that one that you got to have a sidebar conversation with initially that they always want to overtalk or they always want to interrupt. And I get it because it's one of those things where it's sometimes they want to get their point out because they have the thought on their mind. But see, this also shows us that they're not really listening to the conversation. They're only listening to a certain point, and then they already have a formulated response instead of hearing all of the information before their response. And then also you have people that interrupt people because they feel like, oh, they should be getting to the point faster. They should already be there. And because that's how I would do it. Everybody is not like you. So if you consistently or constantly talk over others, they will disengage and stop listening to you. I will tell you in a minute when I know when I was leading, I don't know what project it was. And I started talking over people because I'm like, why is it taking them so long just to summarize what we're talking about? They became disengaged because they thought it was a personal attack. When in reality, I thought I was helping them really, and I wasn't. Everybody has their own way of communicating. What you can do though, is you can assist them by saying, hey, we only have 30 minutes or an hour. How can I help you organize the thoughts a little bit better? If you want to do some role playing, offer solutions. Don't beat the person up with consistent problems. Here's how you fix it. Practice active listening. Let others finish. Acknowledge their points and then then contribute. Here's my actual tip. If someone interrupts you, this is one of my favorites, calmly say, I'd like to finish my thought. And then I'd love to hear your input. I'll say that again, family. I would like to finish my thought and I would love to hear your input. Point number 5, not providing actionable insight. People want to hear solutions, not problems. People want to hear solutions, not problems. I'm sorry I have to say that again, but I'm not sorry. Because what happens is the model here, people get so caught up in the problem. They talk about the problem over and over again. And then you don't hear what are any potential solutions that we can do to address this? What are any potential solutions that we can make this situation better? Yeah, the problem is still happening. We both identify that. But when are we going to talk about the solution? How do we fix this? We structure contribution using a problem solution impact framework, or PSI, as I will call it. Basically, you first identify the root issue, propose a solution, and then we explain the benefits. Here's my actionable tip. Avoid statements like, we need to communicate, or we need better communication. Instead say, if we implement a weekly status update, we could reduce misalignment by 40%. Again, we need better communication. Instead say, if we implement a weekly status update, we could reduce misalignment by 40%. Point number 6, not controlling meeting dynamics. If louder voices dominate the discussion, your points, I promise you, this is not something that I heard. This is not something that I dreamed about. This is something I know for a fact. Your points will get lost. And how you fix that is, if necessary, assert yourself by redirecting the conversation. I like to add, here's an example. I would like to add to that point. Or before we move on, let me share some key insights that I've learned along the way. Here's my actionable tip. Use names when addressing people. Hey, Rob. Hey, John. I think you'll find this relevant because whatever that is. I talked about that earlier. When you call people's name, I'm going to have to do my homework on that to understand why. But it triggers in me when I was in elementary school, when what the teacher would call my name. Edward, what are you? And you all of a sudden, I don't care what you're doing, you look up. So again, you want to call that person's name and direct the statement or question towards them. Point number seven, not summarizing key takeaways verbally. If people leave without understanding your main point, your message is lost. It was a waste of a meeting. It was a waste of your time. That's the only thing we can never get back. We can get money back, but we can never get time. So having the ability to really summarize your key takeaways are important. So I look at it like this. Conclude by summarizing your main takeaways in 3 points. And of course you can expand, but you want to summarize in 3 points. And then what are the next steps? So here's my actionable tip. Use phrases like, based on everything we did, everything today that we discussed, here's a high level overview of the discussion. Please let me know if I missed anything. I would also explain that you will send out a detailed meeting recap of today's discussion. Now, I've always went back and forth with this. It depends on the actual situation in the project team that I'm working with. If I'm working with a project team that I can see there may be some challenges there, I'll probably send the meeting recap out that day just to cover the team as well as myself, because you never know when somebody says, I didn't get that. I didn't know I was supposed to do. And you'll pick up on these things as you continue to grow as a project manager. But if you have a team that is self-organized, you have a team that holds themselves accountable, I normally send it out 24 hours after the meeting, because that just gives them a reminder of what we talk about. But again, if you have a team that is not self-organizing, that doesn't hold themselves accountable, is always looking to place blame, you want to make sure within the hour, I say 2 hours max, depending on how long the meeting is, you want to send that recap out right away. Okay. Point number eight, not encouraging a two-way dialogue. You're doing all the talking, does not hold attention. Potential challenges here is you need to ask open-ended questions like, how do you see this impacting your team? And my actionable tip, if responses are minimal, follow up again. I know you've heard me say this 3 times, but I've just seen it work. So I'm not, if it's working, why change it? I'm willing to change it if I could find something else better. But every time I do this, asking direct questions, Brian, what are your thoughts? John, what are your thoughts? Rebecca, what are your thoughts? It forces people to give you a response instead of giving you a yes or no, because you want to avoid the yes or no. Like, what are you going to be able to talk today? That's a yes or no. I know that wasn't the best example, but the point I'm trying to make is you want to make sure that you ask a more of a open-ended question. What are your thoughts? What are your plans to accomplish this today? All right, here's my final advice. Many professionals struggle to command attention in meetings due to unclear communication, lack of engagement, as well as the failure to establish credibility, whether it's speaking too much, using weak language, or ignoring the team that they're talking to, basically ignoring their audience needs. These habits can make others tune out. Understanding these issues help project managers take intentional steps to ensure their voices are heard and most of all respected. Now, here's some potential challenges. Lack of clarity, speaking in a way that confuses rather than inform. I love that. Disengaged audience, listeners lose interest due to poor delivery or irrelevant content. And the third one, failure to adapt, not reading the room or adjusting your approach can and will lead to people checking out mentally. Here's my actionable tip. We talked about mastering clarity and consciousness, using that bluff, the military term, bottom line up front. Again, bottom line up front. That is the framework for BLUF. And this approach is very direct and gets straight to the point. And the next one is read the room and adjust, watch body language, engage in participation with participants with questions and summarizing key points. And then the last one, encourage a two-way dialogue, ask specific people for input to make decisions interactive. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, I'll just make it simple and clear. That just means and. Until next time.